Welcome to the Work, Wealth, and Travel Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, and this podcast is your guide to start creating a lifestyle by design. From entrepreneurship, money and finance, taxes and residencies, and everything in between, this show highlights the nuances of a true global citizen lifestyle. Let's dive in. Latin America is one of my favorite continents, and I direct a lot of clients to Latin American countries when they are looking to gain additional residencies and citizenships. In today's video, I'm going to dive through some of the most lucrative and beneficial Latin American residency programs. America is because it offers very easy and straightforward and a lot of times relatively quick residency options, which can then lead into citizenship in many cases. If this is your first time to the channel, I'm Nicole of Work, Wealth, and Travel. And on this channel, we talk about different options in order for you to become a diversified global citizen, whether that be additional residencies, citizenships, bank accounts, or tax optimizations in order to lower your tax bill and live your best lifestyle abroad. We talk about all of it here. So what is one of the first Latin American residencies that I recommend? This is the beautiful country of Uruguay. Now, Uruguay, I find, is often overlooked. Many clients come to me actually looking for Paraguay, but in a lot of cases, I prefer Uruguay over Paraguay. And here's why. The residency program can be granted in only 6 to 9 months' time. And this is PR. This isn't even TR. You're going immediately to PR. There are some additional requirements. Of course, you will have to show a proof of income. While there is no set proof of income, you do have to show money coming into your account. You do need the very standard birth certificate, etc., apostille documentation. And then you will need to stay in Uruguay from anywhere from 6 to 9 months. Once you have stayed in the country for 6 to 9 months, you've gained the PR. If you actually choose to live in Uruguay, after a few years' time, that can become citizenship. So this is a very straightforward residency that does not require you to stay in the country in order to hold. But if you want your tax residency or your citizenship, then you will have to stay in the country. And the citizenship has a few issues with it, which is not why I recommend it per se to most clients. And I will link the video here about why this citizenship option may not be the best. Let's move on to the second Latin American residency that I always recommend. Are you interested in becoming a global citizen and living a lifestyle by design in a country that aligns with you? If this is a lifestyle that you're seeking to create, we can help. Whether it be multiple residencies, citizenships, bank accounts, trust or company formations, we operate in 30 plus of the most tax-friendly jurisdictions around the globe to get you structured properly. Head to the link in the show notes to learn more and to get your global citizen journey underway today. So this country offers one of the absolute lowest income requirements. This is if you are retired, but in Colombia, you will only need $800 to $900 USD in order to qualify for the retirement residency program. From there, once you have spent from 5 to 10 years on the ground in Colombia, you will be eligible for citizenship. So the citizenship is not for everybody, but very low income requirements for those who are retired or who will be retired in the future. And if you are thinking of a country where you want an amazing lifestyle for honestly the lowest cost, I've traveled Latin America for the last year and a half. I've not seen costs lower in Colombia. This is the residence for you. Next up, we have Argentina. In Argentina, there are a few different ways that you can qualify for TR. After holding your temporary residence for a few years, you will then be able to get either PR or the citizenship. And the PR usually takes around 3 years, citizenship 2 years, depending on bureaucracy and wait times. I usually say the citizenship takes 2 to 3 years. But once you have your temporary residence in Argentina, you will then be eligible in only 2 to 3 years' time for citizenship. You do have to spend 183 days on the ground in Argentina. And there are a few different ways for you to actually qualify. for the temporary residents in Argentina. We don't typically recommend the business investment route because in practice, this is not the best option to go and the income is always changing. So if you are interested in Argentina, book a call with us depending on your specific situation. We will see how we can work toward getting you that residency, which can then lead to citizenship in only a few years' time. Another Latin American residency program that I love is Paraguay. Paraguay is very popular right now. If you are looking for a very easy residence, Paraguay is going to be one of the great options. I don't only recommend having Paraguay as your only residence, but it is a great starting residence or a residence to stack on top of your other residencies. So Paraguay is very straightforward. There is no income requirement as per the change a few years back. It's very straightforward in terms of needing documentation, visiting the country, and actually having us help you in the process. If you are interested in this process or any of the processes in Latin America or that I've spoken about here, we have teams on the ground, reliable teams who I have personally used myself. So they are tried, true, and vetted, and they will help you in order to obtain your residency and down the line your citizenship as well. So Paraguay is a great option. However, if you are looking for citizenship, I actually have a video about that right here. Why Paraguay is one of the worst options if you are looking for a residency that leads into citizenship. This is not the way to go. There are so many other beneficial countries to you and to your portfolio that you're building. Paraguay is not the way to go. If you do have questions, you can book a strategy session with me down below. On to our last country, and this is one of my favorite and least talked about residency programs in Latin America. One of my favorite programs in Latin America for residency is Peru. I was just in Peru a few months ago, and I was amazed by how beautiful Lima is, how amazing the food is, easily my favorite food in all of Latin America, and what a high quality of life you can have, especially in a district in Lima, such as Miraflores, Barranco, amazing food and beautiful views where you can get a stunning apartment right on the water in Lima for less than $1,000. So what does this residency process look like? Now, if you have an income of 1,000 USD or more, you are eligible for residency in Peru. And after only 2 years of holding this residency and living in Lima, spending more than 6 months each year in the country, of course, you will then be eligible for the citizenship. How crazy is that? Now, as with most Latin American countries, there usually are additional requirements for citizenship. You do have to be integrated into that culture. They want to see that you can either pass a language test, a culture test, or in some countries, both. So you do really need to be integrated into that language and that culture. But after only spending 2 years in stunning Peru and having $1,000 plus in income per month, you are then eligible for the citizenship of a very strong passport country. Let me know in the comments below if you have considered any of these residencies in the past and if you have actually acquired any of these residencies and what that process looked like for you. Wait times always vary, especially in Latin America, depending on the bureaucracy and the time frame and who you're going through for the process as well. If you do have questions or are looking for assistance and guidance in not only Latin America, but globally, we're happy to help. You've just listened to the Work, Wealth, and Travel podcast. If anything from this episode resonated with you, I would appreciate if you share this podcast on your socials. And of course, be sure to tag me. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you for joining me on this global citizen journey, and I'll see you in the next episode.